When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dogs and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The Knicks are winning this series in 5. 888-808-1019. I want to plant my flag right there that the Knicks are going to win this series in 5 games. If you heard me at all last week, I told you if the Spurs got by the Thunder, they would celebrate it like it was their championship. And that's exactly what happened on Saturday night. Tears of joy from Wemby. Tears of accomplishment. Hey, we won something. Well, you didn't win the entire thing. So you might want to wipe those tears because you have the red-hot bulldozer Knicks that are coming in experienced, ready to go, with one thing on their mind, and that's winning a championship. Because the Spurs, they have a very long window. They have a core of young players that are going to be around for a very, very long time, led by Wemby. So in the back of their mind, San Antonio can say, oh, you know what, if we don't get one this year, we're going to be around for a decade plus. Probably going to win 3 or 4 of these. So our time will be next year, year after, but it's going to be our time at some point. Whereas the Knicks, and I think they have this mentality, this is it. This is our best shot at winning a championship. We are steamrolling through the competition. We are fully healthy, and I expect Mitchell Robinson to be out there for the finals. It's a broken pinky. I know the Knicks are going to tell you we don't know. We got to check with the doctors and all this nonsense. He's going to be playing, Mitchell Robinson. So the Knicks are fully healthy. They have the experience. They have the depth. They have the star power. And most of all, this is it. This has got to be the mentality of, if we don't win this year, we're never getting back. Our window is going to close. Now, that may or may not be the truth, but that should be the mentality when you consider that this group has been climbing that ladder for years and years and years. They're in their prime. It's not like they're just babies like the Spurs. They're 23 and under, the three-star players. So for the Knicks, there is no second place. Losing is not an option. And I don't see San Antonio, and I told you this last week, and I'm going to hammer it home all week here before game one. When you are as young as the Spurs are, and you accomplish what they accomplished in Game 6 and in Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals, and you knock off the defending champs, and you knock off a team that you are likely going to see quite often in the Western Conference Finals for years and years and years to come, and you are as young as San Antonio is, to now have to come off of that high, again, tears on Saturday night, and now have to transition into the biggest stage in the world in terms of basketball, the NBA Finals. A finals that I believe is going to break all the ratings records that we've ever had. You're talking about New York City. You're talking about the number one market. You're talking about a starving fan base that has been waiting for years and years and years for not only this team to be in the finals, but to win a championship. And then you have all the haters from all around the world that are going to tune in because it's the Knicks. It's Madison Square Garden. And they are rooting with every fiber in their body for the Knicks to fall flat on their face. And then on the other side, you have the Spurs, which is a brand name in terms of success and winning championships. And then, of course, Wemby, who is a video game. He's a freak of nature. He's something of the likes we have never seen before and will never see again. Wemby will be the future of this league. He will be the golden boy. He will be the face of the league. Just not yet. The Spurs will have their time. But not this year. Not against this Knicks team. There will be a letdown. The Spurs are not ready to win a championship. The Knicks are. This could be their only shot. And that has to be the mentality. And I believe it is the mentality of the Knicks players. And everything that is on their shoulders, the weight of a city, the team that unifies us all in the Knicks, the 50-plus year drought, the drought of championships in this city across the four major sports, all of the weight in the world on four more wins, where I believe San Antonio is happy to be here, happy to have knocked off the Thunder. And they're in for a rude awakening in this series. I think the Knicks take care of business, and I think they take care of business quite quickly. Five games. And what we have seen over the last 11 straight playoff victories, you will see on full display in the finals. The Knicks are riding a wave and a momentum that is unlike we've ever seen from this franchise, that's for sure. And it's the likes we have seen from dynasty teams, the Warriors, the Lakers. And that's why the Knicks have had all these long layoffs, because they have just completely boat raced, belt to ass, the opponents that have made them quit. They made the Sixers quit. They made the Cavs quit, because they're getting after it on both ends of the floor at an elite rate. This team is so connected right now. One heartbeat. It's like one basketball player is on the floor. And I mean that in the best way possible. The chemistry, it finally clicked. And this is years in the making. You know, Leon Rose built this team brick by brick by brick. And it's all culminated in what we've witnessed throughout this historic playoff run. And I think the momentum that the Knicks have built here is going to carry them across the finish line for a championship, and I think they do it quickly. The inexperience of the Spurs will be their downfall. They're not ready for this moment. They're not ready for what they're about to see. The Thunder, especially Chet Holmgren, quit in Game 7. It was gutless. The Knicks aren't going to be gutless. There's no same thing, too. They won a championship last year, OKC. Not as hungry. The Knicks are starving, not just us as fans, but this group, led by their captain, who's not going to settle for anything but a championship here. This is his legacy. This is Jalen Brunson. This is and he wouldn't tell you this, but this is his opportunity to put himself in rarefied air. He would be, in my now estimation, top three all-time Knick if he wins a championship. He would pass Patrick Ewing. As great as Patrick was, I grew up idolizing Patrick Ewing. He was my favorite athlete growing up. The first athlete I ever fell in love with as a sports fan. So I hold Patrick Ewing in the highest of regards. And Patrick is an all-time great. and got after it on both ends of the floor, where Brunson is not a defensive player. He's pretty awful, quite frankly. But Patrick was outstanding both ways, offensively and defensively. That being said, if Jalen Brunson wins a championship, especially when you consider he was the guy that got this all started, the captain, the most clutch player in the league, the superstar that we didn't think we were getting, but the one we always wanted, and the one that he ultimately ended up blossoming into, the king of New York, all the accolades. And then to add the chip, the ring, the parade, the championship, Brunson would be top three. That's what's on the line here. Decades and decades and decades of generations of Knicks fans that have been waiting for this moment. Hoping, wishing, praying that one day they would see this team back in the finals. Because it had sunk so low for so many years. And it was so rotten and awful and quite frankly embarrassing that it felt like, hey, we're too far out to sea. We're stuck on an island with a volleyball and nobody's coming to save us. So we might as well make this volleyball our friend, even though he doesn't speak. We're going to pretend like he speaks because we're the only two on this forsaken island. We were Captain Jack Sparrow, marooned on an island. And unfortunately, there was no rum to drown our sorrows as we watched the Knicks year after year be pitiful. But that is no longer the case, as they are now four wins away from legendary status, immortality. And I think they get there, and I think they get there rather quickly. This is a business trip, but it's also personal, obviously, because it's 27 years in the making. And I understand that the players have changed, but the name on the front of the jersey is still the same. Jalen Brunson is a historian, obviously his father having played for the Knicks and obviously a member of that team. Jalen, more than anybody on that roster, gets it and gets what's at stake here and understands what happened all those years ago and knows it's payback time. Spurs in five back then, now it's going to be Knicks in five. A storybook ending. Hasn't it felt that way, though, across the board here? Like, this is the stars have aligned. Another reason why you got to win this one. When you have talent and you also have full health and the stars have aligned for you, you have to take advantage of that. Look at where Indiana is. Halliburton gets hurt in Game 7. They don't win that series. They don't have them all year. They're not even in the playoffs. And maybe they bounce back next year. Maybe. No given. It's possible their best crack at it was last year. And unfortunately, an injury cost them a championship. That's the thin line between winning it all and finishing in second, which the Knicks have done in my lifetime now twice, and I'm not looking for a third time. Like, to me, losing is not an option here. There's no world where they lose. This franchise, this city has come too far to now be disappointed, and that's what it would be, a major disappointment. You're getting a Spurs team at the right time where they are figuring it out, where they're climbing the ladder. They haven't tasted that defeat yet that all teams go through in their quest to win a championship. That gut-wrenching, gut-punching playoff series loss. The Knicks have obviously, in this group, had a lot of them on this road to the NBA Finals. They're battle-tested. The grit, the heart, and yes, the wounds and scars of playoffs past have built this team really out of granite. And now they are, to me, unstoppable. And that's what they've been. They have taken care of business at a historical pace. And once you start to play like that, you now feel like you're invincible. And it gives you all the confidence in the world. Mikal Bridges is playing his best basketball as a Knick. Karl Anthony Towns is playing his best basketball as a Knick, perhaps the best basketball of his career. The Knicks are deeper. They're more experienced. And they are ready for this moment. The Spurs are not. They're still learning on the job. Oh, sure, they're going to win championships. Wemby is going to be the face of the league. He is a player of which we have never seen before and will never see again. And you know the NBA and the gatekeepers can't wait for Wemby to take the baton and be that guy. Because he is likable. Because he is a freak of nature. Because he is a draw. The guy can hit threes. He's 7 foot, 20,000. He's just 40 feet tall. And he has incredible skills that somebody his size should not have. You know, when I grew up, people that were Wemby size was, George Murison, Manute Bol, Sean Bradley. They didn't have an ounce of the skills that Wemby has. It's remarkable. And he's going to run this league. Just not yet. The pit stop to greatness for the Spurs is a beatdown in the NBA Finals at the hands of the Knicks. San Antonio will then get theirs, but not at the expense of Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, Mike Brown, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Josh Hart, Landry Shamet, Mitchell Robinson, Deuce McBride, Jose Alvarado, Jordan Clarkson. It will not be at the hands of Leon Rose, James Dolan, and everybody that has played a hand in building this team to where they are at right now. And I may sound cocky. Well, guess what I am? I'm cocky, I'm confident, and I've been that way. And I've been consistent about it ever since I thought there was a shot that San Antonio could be sitting here as the opponent for the Knicks. Much like the Sixers were a great matchup, much like the gutless, spineless, heartless Cavs were a great matchup, the Spurs are also a great matchup. Not going to take anything away from their talent. As I've literally said about six times now that I think they're going to win multiple championships with this group. But the key players, when you look at Wemby, you look at Castle, you look at Harper, they're all 23 and under. That's too young to win the championship. Especially when you're going up against a veteran group. A grizzled group, a group that is battle-tested, playoff-tested, and have been through the wars together. And it's only made them stronger. And the Knicks have been one of the best defensive teams for months now. So everybody wants to tell you about San Antonio's defense. Okay, well, the Knicks are going to put Wemby in a blender. I think OG Anunoby is going to break him. I think they're going to break their will, their spirits mentally because they're young. Castle's a kind of a hothead. And the Spurs are going to find out real quick that the bright lights of not only Madison Square Garden, but the NBA Finals are just a little too bright for where they're at in the stage of their career. A year or two from now, I would be nervous. Confident, but nervous. That's not how I feel now.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The Knicks are catching the Spurs at the perfect time, off the perfect series win. Battling back, down 3-2, game seven in a really, really difficult place to win a game seven against a team that never loses back-to-back playoff games, against an arch rival, a nemesis, a team they're going to see for a decade plus, probably in the Western Conference Finals. Oh, and by the way, OKC was banged up in that series, and Chet Holmgren was literally scared of Wemby in Game 7. Scared. The type of game that should get your ass shipped out of there. That's how bad he was. You're not going to get that from Mitch. You're not going to get that from OG. You're not going to get that from Cat. The bot or Josh Hart. The people you're going to throw at Wemby, both offensively going after him and then defensively guarding him, they're not going to be intimidated. They're not going to be afraid. And the Knicks are fully healthy. Mitchell Robinson will tape up that finger, and he'll be out there. He's the longest-tenured Knick. I don't care what Mike Brown or the Knicks are going to tell us over the next couple days. Mitchell Robinson will be playing in the NBA Finals. He's not missing this. It's not a hamstring. It's not a calf. It's not a knee. It's not something, even a back injury where he couldn't walk. This is a pinky finger. This is the type of injury that you play, especially in the NBA Finals. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Positive Tommy here in prime time. Let's kick it off with Bobby in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Hello. Hello. Hey. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, Tommy. The only guy I could think of that did this was Magic. You know, a young 20-year-old. You know, first year.
Yeah, but he had vets around him, though. See, Wemby right. Doesn't have. Yeah, he has De'Aaron Fox, but I wouldn't call that a guy that's a grizzled veteran. Harrison Barnes is way past any type of prime he had. Luke Kornet. I'm talking about guys that have been there, won championships. He doesn't have, you know, guys like that Magic had around him. That's for sure. And that's not anything away from Magic Johnson. But the point is that Wemby and the core are all very, very, very young.
Well, Magic was by himself in Game 6, and he played probably the greatest game as a rookie in his
career. Okay, okay. But that takes a lot, though, to do something like that. And you're also talking about, like, I think you also have to put into what the Knicks are here and what is at stake and what is on the line for them. This, to me, is do or die for them when you consider this window that they have.
Let me get to the Knicks quickly. Number one, must game for San Antonio, Game 1, the way the Knicks are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And San Antonio does win Game 1, it'll be a must game for the Knicks Game 2, because I don't think they're going to win 4 out of 5 against San Antonio, because they're going to get the experience, the confidence. So the first two games are probably the most crucial of the whole series.
Listen, you don't want to go down, I agree, I don't think it's over, but you don't want to go down 0-2. And as far as San Antonio taking Game 1, yeah, much like in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, it'll probably be the weakest that the Knicks will be in terms of rust, in terms of having that long layoff. And if the Spurs are going to win one of those games, that would be the one, much like Cleveland. So I agree with you. Plus, if you're San Antonio, Bobby, you want to stop the momentum that the Knicks have. We don't know how I think they'll react great, but we don't know how the Knicks are going to react after this streak is broken. Because now all of a sudden it's like, oh boy, a little kryptonite here. We didn't win our 12th in a row.
Then the pressure will be on the Knicks. Number two. The key to, I just got two quick things before you hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the key to series is counts. He's got to hit the jump from the outside, bring Wemby. I don't know if they're going to adjust San Antonio. He won't be that dominant force inside because he had Hartenstein to cover.
Right.
So if Towns brings him out of the box, that's going to be a big thing in the series.
Yep, Towns and Josh Hart, I think, are going to be able to stretch the floor, and Wemby's going to have to defend the three, which opens up the paint for guys that could get easy looks.
Unless they put someone else on Towns and leave Wemby down low, they could put the guy, the 6'7" guy, the guy that's a great 3-point shooter. I can't. Parry. Anyway, let me Champagne. Yeah, Champagne.
Yeah, Champagne.
But number. Yeah, Champagne. And number three, if Brunson does win this, it took the Rangers 54 years. Mm-hmm. And Messier is like king here. I mean, you got to put him right up there.
You're saying all-time New York sports greats, not just Nick Lure. You're talking about comparing him now to people that, anybody, a Ranger, a Yankee, all those guys. You're saying Eli Manning. You're trying to put Brunson now just across all the sports in New York.
Yeah, I mean, 53 years.
Yeah.
You got to put him as a Messier comparison. And also, as far as the Knicks are concerned, you know, Ginobili, they're going to put a bunch of guys on Wembley. They're going to mix it up. And they're not going to just have one guy. I don't think Towns would be guarding him all the time. And it was effective, but you got to remember, you know, this Spurs team, I mean, you talk about inexperience, but I think they have experience now. I mean, they went through the champions, and they're down 3-2. I mean, it's very impressive. And the way they won it, they dominated those players. I know Holmgren sucked. He didn't do nothing. But still, I mean, they still have the defending champ. I know they were banged up.
They were banged up, yeah, no doubt. But you know what? You don't throw it back. You don't throw it back. They were still very impressive, the Spurs. But I saw some things in that series, the turnovers. You know, Wemby, I think, has these games where he offensively gives you nothing, like in game five. They have horrible shooting nights in San Antonio where the Spurs do when they disappear. So there's been dents in their armor where there haven't been any in the Knicks' armor all really ever since game three against Atlanta.
Well, we'll see I think, like I said, you know, if the Knicks could win one of those first two on the road, you know, if not, I hope it could be a repeat of 99. You know, I don't want to see him down 2-0. And then it's going to be, you know, a lot of pressure going to be on
the Knicks. Yeah, listen, I don't see it being a repeat. I don't think they're going down quickly, the Knicks are. If they lose a series, and I don't think they will, I think they win it in five, they'll lose it in seven. It'll be a hard-fought, classic, all-time series. The ratings will be through the roof. It'll be a massive success for the league as far as revenue, as far as ratings, as far as just overall positive reaction to it. Because you do have two very likable teams. You know, Jalen Brunson is a likable star. I know that there are many people that don't like the Knicks, but the group is likable. They don't like us. That's the theory. They don't like big mouths like me being cocky and confident. Well, whatever. Deal with it. And the Spurs are obviously... With Wemby, you know, he's a lovable star on the rise here, future face of the league. But in terms of guarding Wemby, I think it'll be Mitch, it'll be Cat, it'll be OG for sure. They're going to throw multiple bodies at him. They're going to try to frustrate him. They're going to try to get him in foul trouble. You know, I go back to game seven. Wemby was one foul away from fouling out with about 5 minutes left to go. They had to put him back in the game. And the Thunder, and Reggie Miller was screaming about it on the broadcast, the Thunder did nothing to attack him, to try to force him to either commit his last foul or he's going to have to lay off because he doesn't want to commit that foul. I know he's as tall as a skyscraper, but hey, in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't want to foul out at Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. And the Thunder, who were out of gas, SGA was out of gas. They were down two of their best players. And Chet Holmgren was on the bench because he had a gutless performance. So OKC didn't have any options to take advantage of that. The Knicks have a million options. They're as deep as OKC was last year. And that depth and experience, especially when they get, and I think they will, get Wemby in foul trouble, and when Wemby goes to the bench, that it's open season. That's where you have to go into that next gear and that next level that we've seen from the Knicks this year where they are not playing with their food and they just literally put their foot all the way down on the gas pedal and run teams over. That's what you have to do when he goes to the bench because they don't have, I know Cornette had the big block in Game 7 on iHeart, but overall, they don't have another type of shot blocker. So when Wemby's out of there, the paint opens up, and that is advantage Knicks, big time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Doug in Jersey City here on After Hours. What's up, Doug?
How you doing, sir?
Great, how you doing?
I want to talk about the Knicks. I'm 64 years old. I can actually remember the 73 when they won.
Yeah, you're in a unique position where you kind of seen it all. You've seen them win championships. You've seen them lose championships. And now here you are on the doorstep of seeing it again, hopefully winning one.
Well, I was in 1973. I would have been in sixth grade.
Right.
But I was very, very lucky because back then, like if you go back to 69, you know, the Jets won in January.
Yeah. Obviously, you had a bunch of championships there. Yeah, Beningo talks about that all the time, where you got them all kind of in a row there. Are you trying to say that the Knicks are going to be the start of a multiple championships in this town over the next year or so?
In 18 months, you know, there were three champions in three different sports.
No, I understand that, Doug. I appreciate the history lesson. But the bottom line is the Knicks are playing a playoff game in a couple days here. So let's just stick more with what's happening now rather than 40 years ago. But if you want to make the case that this is going to, or 50 plus years ago, if you want to make the case that this is going to start the, you know, trend of teams winning championships around here, great. Great. As far as the four major sports, absolutely. I'm all for that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Val in the Bronx here on After Hours. What's up, Val?
Pretty boy Tommy Lou. What's going on, my man? How you been?
What's happening, Val? Good to talk to you.
It's been a while. Yeah, I wanted to get in on some of this Knicks talk. I got a couple of things I wanted to throw at you with regard to the upcoming game. And one possible last little piece I want to throw in there also, just in case things don't go the way I want. I just want to caution people and talk people. I've been listening all day, and I heard a couple of people suggesting things about the double big and trying to run, you know, Cat and Mitchell on the floor at the same time. I want to try to talk people away from that, only because it's a great idea and the temptation is there. But the reason why I say no is because with Cat being prone to foul trouble the way that he is, you need to have Mitchell. You can't have both of them on the floor at the same time. And because if Cat falls into foul trouble, then you're forced to go to Hock Porter.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be kind of like cautious of that and try to stay away from it. And also, if you look at it with that as far as that's concerned, you know, we've managed to kind of like play Mitch sparing minutes anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really as Cat gets into foul trouble or he gets a little bit, that's when they throw him in there. So, you know, we can keep things exactly the way they are. Let's stay away from that whole idea of the double big. And the other thing with that, too, you know, Wemby got beat up in both series considerably. And if you watch that last game on Saturday night, there was one play where Caruso literally threw him on the ground. I just, like, we have to, like, it's not too much of a worry for me, but it's just a little bit of a concern. We need to be cautious about, because I have a feeling that So, like, there's going to be some meetings that they have now before this thing starts.
Oh, you think they're going to have the whistle? You think the officials are going to be an issue with him, trying to protect him, trying to call it tight with the whistle with him?
Yeah, so I think just initially, at least, you know what I'm saying? Boxers mentality, just be kind of cautious how we play that until we get a feel for how the refs are actually calling it with him.
Fair point.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But all the other stuff that you're talking about, I think, you know, because even with OG playing so much on him, it gives Cat the kind of like flexibility to be able to help him out if Wemby managed to get by OG. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So those are good things to hold on to. I'm just feeling really confident, and I love exactly what you think, because that mentality that they have is totally different from what you've seen from them young cats. I'm not saying that they think they won everything already, but they did have a lot of emotion. But our guys are like, they're just so locked in and so just set on the moment right now and not getting too high or too low. You are perfectly correct when you say that. I feel so, so good about what's going on, man. I don't know if we could. And you know, one other thing, if I could just say one other thing, Tommy?
Of course.
That little piece that I was talking about, the only thing that scares me, and it's not even so much scares me, because this goes back to the way that he was playing, like just about everybody. There's chances if we get into foul trouble as far as trying to contain Wemby that we might have to start seeing people like Jemison and those kind of guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it is that Hock 40 comes in and all of that. But so long as we got bigs to throw at him and get fouls, it's all right. You know what I mean? It's all right. We're going to be great.
Yeah.
We are going to be
Yeah, they
great.
got
Our
multiple.
Chances right now are good.
No doubt.
Have a great night, Chief.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Val. Good to hear from you. They got multiple bodies they could throw at Wemby. I'm not worried. I think it's more of a concern for the Spurs, because if Wemby gets in foul trouble, they really have no answer. Where the Knicks can throw three guys at Wemby that can even eat up some fouls. When you're talking about OG, you're talking about Cat, you're talking about Mitch. Even if one of them gets in foul trouble, you can live with it. If Wemby's in foul trouble and he's got to go to the bench, it's going to be open season on that team. the experience of the Knicks is going to weigh heavily in this series. They have been almost robotic in the way they have dealt with success and moving on to the finals, where San Antonio, it was just this youthful joy that they were showing when they got there because they're ahead of schedule and nobody thought they would get there, or most people didn't think they would knock off the Thunder or even be in that position or be in this position to host game one of the NBA Finals. And now they have to redirect that emotion that they showed and focus on a Knick team that has got veterans, that has got leadership, that has got experience, that has got talent, that is playing on a level right now better than anybody in the sport and is on a major momentum roll here. And I could see where the Spurs mentally in this series, some of that inexperience and youth will come back to haunt them. Where I think the Knicks are going to be calm, poised. We've seen them battle back from 22 down to win a game with under 8 minutes to go. We've seen them down 2-1 in Atlanta, ultimately win that series. They have passed every test so far with flying colors. So is San Antonio, but San Antonio now has the test. And not having gone through, you know, it's graduation for the Knicks. They're seniors, it's time to graduate. The Spurs are just freshmen, and they're trying to walk across that stage. Well, it's not your time yet. It will be. And when it is, I think the Spurs will probably steamroll everybody on a way to a championship. Wemby is still figuring it out. He's going to get even better, which is scary. Same with Castle. Same with Harper. I just don't think that's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 days. 2 or 3 years, maybe even less, but not 2 or 3 days.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
City, Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is after hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ticket prices, they're high, to say the least. I did a quick little pit stop on Evan and Tiki today as Evan called me and I was, I was doing my morning routine. Let's just put it that way. So I was unable to answer the phone when he first called me. But once I was done taking care of business, I was able to call him back, but I did go back and listen on the Odyssey app using the rewind function, which you can do as a listener to this radio station if you want to listen to the shows that have already happened within 24 hours, and you can go back and listen to the whole show or certain segments. Anywho, Evan had wondered if, you know, I was going to beg him to go to a Knick game with him during the NBA Finals. First of all, I'm not going to beg him. I understand it's a financial situation, and yeah, I'm not looking to drop thousands of dollars. That's for sure. Not necessarily have thousands of dollars to drop it either. I understand for some people they can make it work. And look, if I can find my way inside Madison Square Garden by any means necessary, great. But it's not going to be easy. So my hope is to get there, but I'm not banking on it. That's for sure. And I understand if you are a Knick fan and you are trying to get into that building, you're going to have to drop thousands and thousands of dollars. And the ticket prices will change depending on where this series is at. Look, if Game 6 is the clincher, they're what, $5,000 now to get in price? That's going to double easily. You hear what they're doing in San Antonio, by the way? Apparently, or reportedly, the Spurs are cracking down on any season ticket holders that are selling their tickets to Knick fans, and they're going to basically revoke their season tickets. And no soup for you. I mean, it's going to be one of those situations where you're putting a season ticket holder timeout. I could see it from both ends. I could see it where you've made this investment and you have an opportunity because you have a fan base and Knick fans that are starving, that have high ticket prices here in Madison Square Garden. They're looking at going to Texas because it's cheaper, and that includes flight, that includes a steak dinner, that includes a rental car, that includes hitting the town, assuming there's anything to do in San Antonio. That includes a hotel, that includes all the things that you, Ubers to the airport, everything that goes into a vacation like this, or a getaway, excursion. You put that all in one basket, and it's still less money than going to Madison Square Garden. So if you're a Spurs fan, you know that you can charge even a little bit more, because Knicks fans will be like, oh, even if they double the price, I'm still in good shape as compared to going to Madison Square Garden. But I could also see where the Spurs are like, we're not going to have a Knicks invasion here. And I know Julian Cempedda, he, after Game 7, local guy too. I think he was born in Staten Island, but raised essentially in Brooklyn. Obviously went to St. John's. He had said that, oh, Spurs fans are going to travel. Dude, what? If you are in Texas, you're not going to... It's not to say that nobody over there, they can't afford it, but why in the world would you go to the more expensive situation when you could just go see the Spurs in the NBA Finals for less money in San Antonio? Not only do you have to pay the Garden prices, but you got to pay New York City hotel prices. Everything here is more expensive. It's just a crazy expense to come here from Texas or from San Antonio, more specifically, if you're a Spurs fan. Or anywhere really around the world. I'm sure there's Spurs fans around here, but that's a little bit different. You don't have to travel. So I don't expect a major Spurs contingent at Madison Square Garden, that's for sure. I'm not saying they don't have a great fan base. They do. And they've had a lot of success. And they're extremely passionate, no doubt about it. But I don't think they're going to travel essentially across the country, pay $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, maybe even more for tickets here at the Garden. And the hotel prices around here, everything, Uber prices that are more expensive, it's nuts. I don't see why you would do that when you could just stay home or just go to a game there and it'd be not cheap, but certainly cheaper. And you're eliminating all the expenses. See, the reason a Knicks fan would go to San Antonio is because when you put it all together, you're still spending less money. As a Spurs fan, if you're traveling here, you're spending way more money. I don't understand why you would do that. Unless you're saying, hey, I'm going to New York City, it's a vacation. But you could come to New York City for a lot, for the standards of what you're going to pay now, come for a lot less money, some other time. 888-808-1019.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Is the phone number to call. Let's go to Richard in Manhattan here on After Hours. What's up, Richard?
Tommy, before the Knicks, Mets play in New York yesterday and in Seattle tonight.
They have planes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, they get on a plane and they travel to Seattle.
Yeah, okay. No rest.
They didn't walk there, though.
Okay.
But they
it's
didn't
a
walk.
Long trip for but the next day.
Yeah, but so they watch a couple episodes of The Big Bang Theory.
Okay, I just asked if it makes sense. To me,
well,
it doesn't
what do you mean?
Sense.
Like a scheduling makes sense? Well, it's not the greatest of scheduling, and this is one
okay,
of the reasons
that's
why
I asked.
Well, this is one of the reasons why Rob Manfred wants to realign.
Okay, I will tell you this. If the Knicks win the first two games in San Antonio, a week from today, Monday, game three, the minimum, to get into the Garden, Knicks up 2-0, will be $10,000.
You think it'll go that high for that? See, I thought it would be more than 10 grand for a clincher. You think even game three up
2-0 because they'll be living off they'll be living off the enthusiasm.
Sure, 13
in a row. Okay, now one more, Loogie. One more. 1970 Eastern Finals. Kareem's name before he became Kareem was Lou Alcindor.
Correct.
You know.
Yep.
Game five, Knicks had beaten Alcindor in the Bucks. What did the fans serenade Alcindor?
Remind us.
It wasn't goodbye, Loogie. It was goodbye, Louie.
Yeah.
Now, if the Knicks win in four or in six at the Garden, will the Knicks fans serenade Wembanyama with goodbye Wemby. Goodbye Wemby. We hate to see you go. Will that happen?
I don't think so, Richard. I think you'll probably get more of a modern. I don't know what the Knicks fan is going to do because you're talking about not only. They'll probably. I'm joking when I say this. They'll probably say F. Trae Young. No, that'll be the TikTok bros outside of the Garden. They got to freshen up their material, but they'll be doing F. Trae Young chants. I don't know what the Knicks fans, my fellow Knicks fans, are going to do because this is something that we've all been waiting for a lifetime. It could be anti-Spur. It could be anti-Wemby. It could just be pro-Nick. I'll think about that one, Richard, so because you did pose that and you brought some history into it. I'll think about that over the next couple days because I'm already dreaming about the parade. I'm already trying to figure out what day the parade will be based on what game I think the Knicks will clinch it in because I think it's going to be five. Could it go six? Sure, but I think it's going to be five. So, all right, if it's game five, you know, when's the parade going to be? All right, it's game six. When's the parade going to be? You know, which shift am I working the night before? How much sleep am I going to get? What shift do I have to get back for that evening? Are the Yankees playing? And if they are, can they have another 43-minute half inning so I can get on at 1 in the morning? Gives your boy a little bit extra time out in the sun. You know, another day of sun, as they say in La La Land. A little bit more time in the sandbox. Which will always be appreciated. But I kind of take a page out of Jose Alvarado's book. If you missed it, he was on a podcast last week. And by the way, the Mets are 4-0 since Jose Alvarado showed up and pulled up to Citi Field. Alvarado basically said he's gonna party for eight straight days. I'm with him. The party that you will see in this city will last quite long. It's summer. It's 50-plus years. It's going to be the likes we have never seen. A Knick parade. And I've always said this, the Knick parade will be the biggest parade of this city's history because it is the one team that unifies us. It is New York City's team, and the weather is beautiful. So it brings out the party goers. You're not freezing. You took us off in February. It's not sweater weather like it's November. It's June. You're going to get a high 70s, low 80s, maybe even upper 80s type of day. Gorgeous. So it's paint the town red type of situation. It's Katie bar the door. It is, everyone's going to be partying for days and days and days on end in a city that is known for its partying. I don't know what's going on in Madison Square Garden tonight, but the scenery in Penn Station was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I'm just looking around. I'm like, all right, there's a lot of baddies walking around. I'm like, maybe I'll skip work tonight. Maybe I'll just, yeah, just have somebody else talk about the Knicks. I was like, what the heck's going on here? I mean, you never go into Penn State. There's never a dull moment. That's for sure. Never a dull moment. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Chris in Monmouth County here on The Fan. What's up, Chris?
Tommy.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for taking the call, man.
Of course.
Bobby in Belmar, wherever. Tommy, you're not being cocky, and it's happening. The Knicks are winning the championship. Enough with all these
scenarios about what they're not going to do, who they're going to play, how they're not going to win. They have to. It's going to happen. I was at the soccer field the other night. I saw a gentleman there, Knicks gear all day long. And I'm like, we're going to win this. His face is stoic. He's like, I hope. I'm like, no, it is happening. This is different. I'm like sitting here, these calls. I'm like, you're never here. We are never here. And if San Antonio does this, and Wemby comes down this, and they play this, and you know they do that, blah, blah, blah. Have you watched the Knicks over the last 2-3 weeks? They are dominant. Hall of Famers, Paul Pierce, who people would argue is a top 10 player the last 5 years, which is ridiculous. Donovan Mitchell, a Knick killer, you could even say. James Harden, a glorified, unbelievable Hall of Famer. The other guy in Philadelphia, the center, Embiid. Again, McCullough was the second coming for 3 games. Tommy, tell these callers, get on board. The Knicks are winning. I'm not overconfident. You have to watch what you're seeing. Watch the games. Watch this team.
Yep.
We are measured. That's what nobody's saying, Tommy. No one is saying the Knicks have learned from their mistakes. They are measured. They are finally clicking. Tommy, do you see them just like collapsing, going down 30? That's what I mean.
No, and honestly, the only time they did that is when they were rusty, but they battled back from 22 down, and not only battled back from 22, they went on a 40-11 run against the Cavs and then smashed them the rest of the series. So they had one moment there of vulnerability, but within the same game, they went on a 40-11 run or whatever the heck it was blew them out the building.
We have to be exactly how you're portraying. Listen, you know, you get flack for the positive, Tommy. You really do.
Well,
that's
an understatement.
But it's real. Yeah. This is real. Like, watch the game. First of all, look at our starting line. You have Anunoby. The guy is money calm. You have Hart. He's fiery, but the guy plays. You got Cat, who's finally composed. He's not making dumb fouls.
Nope.
And you have Mikal Bridges, who's an NBA basketball player. He played on the finals team. He's a college champ. All right, he had a dud 3-4 weeks. The guy
playing great. He's been playing his best basketball as a Knick really ever since
Tommy. Get on board.
Well, I've been trying to do that, Chris, and they will. You know what it is, Chris? It's one of those situations where when it comes to the positivity train, and I always say this, look, there's a train pulling into the station. It's called the Great Train. I'm getting on that train, and there are plenty of seats, and sometimes I'm alone on that train. Let's call it April of this Mets season. I was all alone on that train, but you know what? I kept extending the branch out to my fellow Met fans and said, hey, there's always a seat for you. I'm going to the moon. I'll see you at the stars. Same thing with the Knicks here. If you're not on board yet, get on board. I don't remember what night it was, but a couple weeks ago, and I don't remember what game it was after. I'd have to think about it. But I came on the air and said the Knicks are winning the championship. Get used to it. Get used to hearing me say it. And that's something that I think every fan has their process. They have their, because there are some, you're going to jinx it. You're going to touch the money. You're going to, as if I'm saying something and that's going to affect it. No, it's just me giving my opinion and trying to get everybody in that positive mindset, because what we're experiencing right now is so special. Not only being in the NBA Finals for the first time in 27 years, but the way the Knicks have dismantled their opponents en route to the NBA Finals. And they're about to do something that generations of Knicks fans have been waiting for. Why not enjoy that? Instead of being pessimistic and worried and nervous the whole way through to when it is over, you forgot to enjoy the ride. And you may never get that chance ever again to enjoy the way the Knicks are playing. Certainly seems unlikely. 11 straight historic closeout game performances. put your feet up, no sweat. Like, I know, like, some Knicks fans are the most pessimistic, and even they are having, you know, they're down, you know, 3-0 in the first quarter. They're like, oh, God. And I'm like, all right. And then, you know, it's 26-3 3 minutes later. There is PTSD, much like there is PTSD with my fellow Met fans. But I tell my fellow Knicks fans, like I always tell my fellow Met fans, and even my fellow Giant fans, who I know are going to be all pumped up going into this season, as they should be. And we'll get to the Giants coming up later, as they have not only reunited with Odell Beckham, but they brought in a couple of other veteran wide receivers. They had a very busy day, and it was a very busy day for the NFC East in general. A lot of football coming up later on in the show. There's a great train pulling up to the station. I'm getting a seat on it, and there's plenty of room for everybody else. It's up to you, though, if you want to get on there. You know, greatness is where we're headed. If you want to sit at the station and worry about this and worry about that and bite your toenails and fingernails and have agita and anxiety, have at it. But I've offered you the seat. The train is pulling in the station. See, the deal is the train moves, not the station. So it's up to you. So that's my response to you, Chris, is any fan that's feeling a little bit like that, the door is always open. And for some, they got to be up 3-0 in the series and up 40 points with 2 minutes to go, and then they'll finally loosen their belt buckle and relax. Even though they know deep down this team is playing better than anybody in this playoff. And they have the look and feel of a team of destiny, and they have all the ingredients to win a championship. All of them. What are they missing? They got everything you need. And they have done nothing to not show you that in this 11-game winning streak, as they have completely and utterly boat raced their opponents. And I think that continues. As talented as the Spurs are, I think the Knicks' dominance continues, and they win this series in 5.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!